In case you want to know, this was born by Shishi Radha Gopinath in Jaipur, the original deity of Rupa Goswami, and it came today, and it said, for your birthday, from Radha Gopinath. So I think I have to wear it, and that's the only way I know how to wear it. I hope it is, it's appropriate, isn't it? Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, I wanted to start the evening with bhajan. It's there. Can it be? Prasida Nitai, is he here?
Yes, I'm searching the right table.
The right table. Oh, that can be a few lifetimes.
Okay, I have it.
You have the right table. Wow. Good. Can you tell us when you're ready to project the song E Mono Dulmati? This morning I was reading the songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I saw one song which I would like to sing with my kirtan voice. I don't have a good kirtan voice, but I have called Krishna as my assistant, so he will sing the song E Mono Dulmati. This song is very important for all those who wish to understand really the depths of mercy. It is written as part of the Sharanagati prayers, and oh, did we bring the glasses?
They're right there.
And express something which is very dear to devotees, that is unconditional mercy. Krishna sometimes veils before he bestows this unconditional mercy to see if someone really wants to have it. But the moment someone becomes eager for this unconditional mercy, Krishna will direct that soul ultimately to the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, who have appeared at the Kali Yuga avatars. There was, in other times, once a Brahmana. The Brahmana wanted to visit the Lord in his earthly home, that is in the little village of Badrinath, high up the Himalayan mountains. There, the Lord is worshipped since a long, long time in a self-manifested deity form. This deity has a long history, but it's enough to say that anyone who manages to take the darshan of Badri Vishal, that's his name, or Badrinath, the Lord of Badri, he will definitely obtain the eternal kingdom of God in this lifetime. May I know, by a quick show of hands, who of you has made the journey up the steep mountain to Badrinath? Oh, this is about maybe one. Yes, few devotees, maybe one 16th of the audience. It's a temple which is closed for half of the year in ice and snow. And yesterday, my friend Vajri Vishal Prabhu sent me a photo. It's now covered with ice, and you see there in the snow up till here a yogi meditating. I asked, is this a set up photo? He said, no, they meditate like this. They know how to exist without heating system, and they do this from their belly, from a certain chakra there. Anyways, there was once a Brahmana. He was already quite old, and he wanted to take the darshan of Lord Badrinath. I think I have told this story already, but I want to tell it today in a certain context. So the Brahmana said goodbye to all the people in his home village because he knew he would die on that pilgrimage. He would be too old to climb all the way up the Himalayan mountains and then climb down the same way. He went there by telling everyone, I'm going north. I'm going north means you will not see me again. I will give up my body while I walk. So he went this way, and after a long time he came close to Badrinath. By that time the September month was approaching, when it starts to snow there and when it is not possible for pilgrims to go there any longer, because really it's very high snow. In Bosnia we had 2 years ago 2 meters and 3 meters of snow, and many people died in the Bosnian mountains. This also is very dangerous. If you stay up there, it's just too dangerous. And therefore, all the priests, all the people who live there, all the saints who reside there, everyone, and of course the pilgrims, all come down. So a Brahmana was climbing up, and there was a constant stream of people passing him on their way down, and they said, make haste, the temple soon closes. So finally this old man arrived at the steps of Badri Vishal. It's about, I guess, 10 steps or 12 steps, and on all his fours he began to climb up the steps to make that last darshan, to be there. But as he was arriving at the upper step, at the threshold of the temple door, the pujari came and closed the door right in front of his eyes. Our Brahman said, oh, Pujari Maharaj, 8 minutes, 8 minutes, 1 minute, let me take my darshan and then close the door. The pujari said, not possible, we are already late. Come back next year, when the 6 months have passed. He said, I won't live next year any longer. I'm very old. Very soon I will leave this body, and I wanted to leave it before, after seeing Lord Badrinath. Please don't be too strict now. Let me just go and come. 8 minutes. The pujari became a little bit impatient. He said, we have to wait for God. God has not to wait for us. I have to close the door. The Brahmana was so disturbed. All his journey, he had lived in the hope to have the darshan of the Lord before he died, and now this pujari closed the door in front of his eyes. He complained, but not to the pujari. He complained to the Lord. He said, I gave my life to your service, hoping that it's true that you are merciful, but you are not. I surrendered to the devotees of you, thinking there are wish-fulfilling trees, Vansha Kalpata Ruth. They are not. He cannot even wait for 8 minutes. Now, I have lived my life in illusion. I have placed everything on an illusion, an imagination. This is enough. He ran down the steps. He ran down the path. And he ran down with one goal, to jump into the ice-cold, wild Alakananda River. This means he wanted to commit suicide. As he was running, he heard a voice. Where do you think you are going? He turned around, and there was a young, able-bodied man with his pony. And he said, why do you want to take your life? I want to take my life because I can't see the Lord. You are in a... in Maya. Tomorrow you go to the temple. I take you there. What? Tomorrow? The temple is already closed now for 6 months. No, it's open tomorrow. You are a little hard in hearing, like old people. Come with me and let us spend the night in a warm cave. Then we take our morning bath and go and see Lord Badrinath. So the Brahmin said, well, maybe I made a mistake, maybe I was a little bit too temperamental. So he followed the young man into a cave. The man, then he lit a fire and got out a chessboard and said, let's spend the night with something meaningful. Let's play chess. The Brahmin said, I know gambling for me. I'm not doing such things. No, for fun. Otherwise, the night is young. You know, we can do. So he was playing chess. And the funny thing was, although he didn't know to play chess very nicely, he won every game. In the morning, the young man took him, they took their bath in the Tapta Kund, or hot kund. There were many people there. Then they climbed the stairs, and finally they came to the last stair to see the pujari. And the pujari said, wow, welcome. I had a bad conscience. I thought you would die. But you're back. After 6 months, you're back. What? After 6 months, I spent one night in a warm cave. No. I closed the temple half a year ago, and I told you to come back. But then, when I was living down in the valley, I thought, oh, maybe he will not make it, but you have made it. You have survived 6 months. Where were you? I was with this young man there. We pointed in the direction where the young man was, but there was no young man. He said, young man? Where are you, young man? You come with me, I bring you to Lord Badrinath. So he brought him to Lord Badrinath. He had the deity, the darshan of the deity, and he saw next to the deity the face of the young man. for me like this. Don't talk about it. And then he knew it was Badrinath himself who had stopped him to commit suicide. It was Badrinath himself who had brought him into the warm cave with the fire where he could survive the cold winter. It was Badrinath himself who had played chess with him, because Krishna happens to like this game very much in Vrindavan and even in Dwaraka. It was Badrinath himself who had made all the arrangements and who had even given the desire into his heart to see Lord Badrinath. But Badrinath waited, the Lord waited for the revelation, this revelation. Then the Brahmana was eager. He wanted to meet the Lord very desperately. Everything else was not important to him any longer. Then the Lord, when he had made the Zerreißprobe, you know, that's the litmus test in English, to find out the eagerness, how eager it was. Then he made all the arrangement, and he was very mercifully arranging that the Brahmana would survive until he had the darshan. The Brahmana became so blissful, he just shouted, "Hari, Hari, Hari Shyam, Hari Shyam." The black, dark complexion, Hari, because Badrinath is also very dark complexion. And he lay down at the threshold, the Schwelle, of the temple, and as he chanted, a Vimana came from Vaikuntha, a transcendental airplane. Then four Vishnudutas stepped out, and when they touched the Brahmana, he changed from his old body into an eternal, youthful body full of bliss and knowledge, and went back to Godhead, with everyone seeing it. And it's a story from Badrinath which everyone talks about. It is a story which illustrates eagerness. In the song Emona Dumati, which we will sing now together, you will find this type of eagerness expressed. I hope to find it here. Yeah. 66. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. So whoever... yes. It says, "O Lord, such a wicked mind has brought me into this world. But one of your pure and elevated devotees has come to bring me out of it. He saw me so fallen and wretched, took pity, and came to me saying, 'O humbled soul, please listen to this good tidings,'" means like good news, "'for it will gladden your heart. See, Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in the land of Navadvipa to deliver you. He has safely conducted many miserable souls such as you," you're not the only one, "across the sea of worldly existence. To fulfill the promise of the Vedas, the son of a Brahmana bearing the name Mahaprabhu of golden complexion has descended with his brother, the Avadhuta," who?
Nityananda.
I know you can do better. The Avadhuta?
Nityananda.
Yes. Together they have overwhelmed all of Nadia with divine ecstasy. See, Chaitanya, who's Krishna himself, the son of Nanda, has saved the world by freely distributing his own holy name. Go also, go and receive your deliverance. O Lord, hearing those words, Bhaktivinoda has come weeping to the soles of your lotus feet and tells the story of his life. The idea is very nice, very simple. We were in samsara, but a great devotee, Srila Prabhupada, found us, and his servants found us. They took pity on us and gave us the good news that even though we are very fallen, Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balaram came as wonderful. They have safely conducted or brought the fallen souls over the ocean of samsara. Sometimes it is said they build a boat, a ferry boat, on this side of the Viraja River, and they invite all of us to come into the boat. This boat is very special. It is the devotees with their outstretched arms are the ferrymen, and the holy name is the wind which brings the boat across. So someone who is fortunate, he will, and eager to know, he will take shelter under these two brothers, Gauranga and Nityananda, and he will safely be conducted over the difficult to navigate ocean of material existence. So I request you all to sing this song with us. That is very, very nice. When the evening comes, we sing bhajans as Vaishnavas.
Hey, boy.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Navadeva
Oh, God. I'm
Krishna. The point of singing this song was to bring our attention back to the motto of this celebration. The motto being that there is an open invitation to all of us. An invitation to take the spiritual path more serious, which will bring us over this dreadful ocean of the material existence. There is an ocean of samsara, which is sometimes described to be like the river of Purvasa. And our glorious Sampradaya has afforded us with a means to cross this ocean. There's an invitation for all of us, an open invitation, to go up the stairs and to not stop until we reach the door. This is this is the meaning of this song, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Nityananda had safely guarded or conducted so many souls over this wonderful bridge, and they have invited us consistently and again to make this move. This is a very beautiful song. It is very nice that we could sing it. It is expressing the central theme, really, of spiritual life, which is expressed also in this story from Badrinath, the story the Brahmana is climbing the stairs, and he was successful, really, at the moment when he developed this quality of eagerness. Prabhupada always said that there is one prize, and that is the prize of eagerness. And devotees who have organized this festival are really hoping that you have that you leave this festival a little bit more richer, a little bit more wealthier, with the treasure of eagerness in your heart. This part of the festival has a joyful nature, and I want to invite now our talented drama troupe to present their Hollywood crowd production to one of you. I guess we need to make a little space here. Is this correct, Samantha?
Hare Krishna. So yes, just a little practical point for us. I will need this space here. For the yeah, you
can go here.
Yes, all right.
Yes. Maybe prefer.
Yeah. Maybe we could just gently do what we call in Soho Street the Soho Shuffle. Let me just shuffle you over that. That's cool. Now, maybe a little bit.